Welcome to Zuma Worldwide's Health Education Conference Call. This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice. Please enjoy today's call.
Tonight I get to spend some time with a gentleman that I love to call a good personal friend. He and I have spent lots of time together over the years, both on calls like you're hearing tonight, but also on a personal level. And so he's a great friend, not just to me personally, but to our company. Been a member of our scientific advisory board from way back in, I believe it was 2005 or 6. It's been so long now, but always a great contributor to Zuma, always great to share knowledge and information, not just because he's got that skill set and knowledge background after spending 40-plus years in the wellness and health industry, but he's also still in practice today as a doctor of chiropractic and utilizes his knowledge to help people improve their health and wellness and even utilizes his products in his practice with his patients. So I'm always glad when he's got some time to spend with us on a call like this. So Dr. Michael Trulia, are you with me?
I am, Dr. Marsh. How are you, and can you hear me clearly?
I can hear you clearly. It's great to have you on, as always, my friend, and I assume you have some wisdom to share with us tonight because I got a sneak peek at what your topic is. So I'm anxious to listen in tonight as well. I think I'm going to learn some things myself.
Well, thanks, and it's always exciting to be here.
Yeah, so you had a topic that really ties into the seasonality of what we're in, spring season.
Yes.
And it's one that I think a lot of people actually will probably relate to more than they know. So I'm going to let you jump right into it.
All right, thank you. I'm kind of excited about tonight because it really, you know, the thing I like about Zuma, and when I get to talk to Dr. Marsh on the phone and we sort of prepare our thoughts of what we're going to speak about, I like to keep it as relevant as I can to the time of the season because, you know, we all get involved with this, and the spring is coming in. More and more people will do more and more activity. And I got thinking about our normal, like, workouts and that kind of thing. And so I really wanted to address this topic as, are you ready for your spring workout? And then I wanted to put, are you really? And do you know what that means? Because many of us think of a workout as, okay, I'm going to go out and run 5 miles and I'm going to do push-ups and sit-ups and all this kind of thing. But I had a patient come in recently, and that's what really triggered my thought as Liggy and Dr. Marsh told me we were going to be doing the call this month of what I would speak about. And that is the reality of spring and some things that we do. And are we ready to do that exercise? Because believe it or not, that is exercise. And just as a side note, I saw a study done just today. I don't even know if Dr. Marsh knows about this one, but I've often thought this to be true. But they were talking about, you know, we're in our 20s and teens and early 30s, and we get into these rigorous workouts. But what are you working out for? Are you working out to become a better athlete, or what is your purpose? As I get older and as I have my friends, yet I've spoken about this subject since I've been in practice. It's not about me lifting heavier weights. It's not about me running a faster mile. It's about my quality of life. It's what am I going to be able to do when I'm in my 30s, my 40s, my 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90, 100, the good Lord leaves me here. Am I able to do the activities I choose to do because I choose to do them, not because I'm hooked up to wires and stuff because I'm sick. And this study today said that they're having tremendous results with people who do everyday activities, what we call ADLs, activities of daily living, taking out the trash, vacuuming the floor, sweeping, mopping, these activities. If you just do them and speed up the amount of time it takes you to do it. So in other words, if you would do something that takes you an hour, but you just went quicker and did it in 30 minutes, the overall health benefit is starting to show to be of great prominence. So you don't have to necessarily lift weights to work out, but just pick up your pace a little bit on things that you're doing. Dr. Marsh has been to my house, so he knows my property. It's, you know, fair size. And today I was just walking the yard like I like to do, and I thought of this. And I just picked up the pace just a little more, didn't get into a run, but I picked up the pace, and I could feel my heart rate starting to rise a little bit, which helps in the cardiovascular end. So it's about being able to do the things you want to do as spring comes on. As I started to say, what triggered my thought was I had a patient who's only probably in his maybe late 30s, perhaps 40, extremely young, and he decided to cut his grass. Well, the problem was he got about an hour into it, and then the mower died. So he didn't have anything to pull it with or anything, so he decided he got off and pushed this mower. Now, again, as with many of my patients, he felt perfectly fine when he started to cut the grass. But the next day, he's calling in my office as an emergency visit because he can barely move. And he comes into my office, and I examine him. And what I believe happened is he had what I call a strained sprain of the lumbar spine with a very, very, very high likelihood of a disc protrusion. Why was that? Should that have done that? Well, in normal circumstances, it doesn't. But what happens is we put this machine up, and I'm not talking about the lawnmower. I'm talking about our body. We put it up for a year. He's not really been doing any major workouts over the last year. He's a teacher and, you know, teaches and does that thing, but he doesn't really do any formal workouts. So he's taken this machine and all of a sudden has thrown into pushing this 1,000-pound tractor and wonders why he's got severe back pain. He said, Doc, it was rolling, you know, pretty good. And I said, I understand that. But now imagine being down in what I call a forward stance in karate. But he's down and he's got his hands on the back of it. He's pushing, which is becomes a very one-sided activity because we're all dominantly stronger on one side than the other. And as he's pushing, you know, he's stumbling a little bit and he might slip a little and trying to regain. So all these things, they look at my charts and see the spine and say, well, why just can't you stack that vertebra back up and, you know, me feel better? I said, well, that's a great thought. I said, and you see this chart where there are 7 vertebrae in the neck and 12 in the mid back and 5 in the low back. But let's go across the, on the other side of the wall, there's another chart. And that chart shows us 600 muscles that surround that spine. And that's where the problem really begins, is that if you were just bone, as a doctor of chiropractic, I could stack you back up, send you home, life's good. But the reality is, there was a song many, many years ago, hip bone connected to the leg bones, so forth and so on. I believe they were more right than they thought, because everything is connected and interconnected. And then there's a thing called fascia. And what that is, it's almost like taking, imagine saran wrap wrapping your entire body. So you have all these muscles and you have this fascia that's connected to everything. So when you use one part of your body, it's going to affect many parts. So as he's pushing off, his calf is tightening because his toes are pushing off the ground. So his calf gets tighter, which attaches into the hamstring, hamstring into the butt muscles into the low back. Those low back muscles attach to what? The vertebra. So you pull on one side more than the other, the vertebra wedges, it swells the disc, it hits the nerve, and bam, all of a sudden you have pain. So it doesn't just pertain to, what should I do for a general warm-up? What are some tips we should be looking at this time of year? And there's a few I came up with, and it says, you know, this is talking specifically about a workout, but number one thing they talk about is warm-up and cool-down. Always include a warm-up or cool-down as part of your exercise routine. Now, many of us know that, but we think that applies to a, I'm using air quotes here, to a fitness workout. When the reality is, if you're going to do spring cleaning, that is a workout because that's not something you're doing on a regular basis. So you need to warm up. You need to do some stretches. I know that even when I am running, I will jog in place about 40 to 50 steps before I would even run. People say, why you do that? You're going to run, you know, anyway. Yes, I am. But what I'm trying to do is pump reoxygenated blood to all the joint surfaces to get that lubricated, to get it warmed up, to get it moving before I go and do my run. Stretching. I try to stretch every morning. But then the key is stretching throughout the day. Just for the again, from the middle of the back up, there's one set of muscles that attach to the spine, and from the middle of the back down, there's a second. So if you look at your back, you're looking at two separate sets of diamond-shaped muscles all attaching to that spine. So just in its simplest form, throughout my day, because remember, you can store fat and degeneration, you cannot store fitness and health. To me, that's one of the greatest things in wellness that you can teach anybody, your neighbors, your parents, your family, your friends, whomever you're working with as a health coach, is that this is why we take nutrients, because why do I need them? I feel good today. Well, it's not about today. It's about day in, day out. It's about the unity and formally the entire system working as one to create you, to make you you. The number one thing I say is the problem with most people is inflammation. Inflammation is the start of most all problems. And let me tell you how prominent this is. I just had a very good friend, just turned 70. One of my patients and a friend of mine for many years, a construction guy, he just decided to hang it up. And last week, he was to go in. He finally had knee surgery. I mean, it's been bone on bone for years. He's finally needed to get this done. He finally worked up the guts to go over near Hopkins, Johns Hopkins, and get this surgery done. So he's got some of the best of the best. The day before he goes, Hopkins calls him and says, oh, don't forget, we need you to have a dental clearance. He said, guys, you know who you're talking to? It's my knee that's the problem. They said, yes, but the mouth is one of the first places that inflammation will show up. We want to make sure there's no major inflammation in the body. We have to cancel the treatment. He said, look, my teeth are fine. I feel great. I've had no problem with them. I see my dentist every 6 months. You know, I'm doing well. I've scheduled this. I want to get it done. They still made him go check with the dentist. Next day, of course, he calls the dentist, goes in, gets it checked out. What's he got? Inflammation of the gums. Didn't even know it was even in there. See, again, as we've spoken about many times, it ain't about the symptom. It's about the problem. It's about malfunctioning of the body at some level that causes the first thing, many times, no symptom. And then the second level symptom is you have some dis-ease that left undone leads to disease. Hopkins canceled his surgery. They would not fill it or have him do it until that mouth thing's cleared up. So he moved from finally getting himself geared up to having this surgery this week to now he's out 2 months because that's the next time they can get him in due to this underlying inflammation. So the whole point is it's not about this general workout that we talk about and that we think about, like, okay, I'm going to start my walking program, my running program. No, it's figuring out what you're trying to accomplish and what you're trying to do. So these tips are not just for, again, exercise. It's for all living. Next thing, if you are working out or are on your feet a lot and you're doing an activity, believe it or not, they talk about wearing proper footwear. And I only mention this because it's all about the biomechanics. Make sure those of you who are doing a lot of walking, and especially if you're doing any running, I don't even care if it's on a treadmill, you always want to check the heels of your shoes. Because again, if you don't, that begins to start the biomechanical imbalance that again can lead to dis-ease. Left undone can lead to disease, i.e. muscle strain, sprain, ligaments pull, muscle pulls, spasm, disc swelling, all that can be coming. So you look at the heels of your shoes and make sure they're always balanced. I don't care if the top of those shoes look like they're brand new, they just came off the shelf. As soon as those shoes begin to wear unevenly, you need to get a new pair. And I highly recommend almost yearly you getting a new pair because of the breakdown and wear down, if you wear them a lot for your workout. So believe it or not, the first is making sure you warm up, and the second, that you have proper footwear. Number three, they talk about don't overdo it. Now, here we go again. Let's go back to my guy that pushed this lawnmower. You know, you don't think of that initially in the exercise realm, but for him, a man that's put this machine up for a year himself, definitely overdid it. When he started pushing all those muscles, and what blows my mind more than anything, I'm sure not many of you on this line do this, but when they come to me and they're surprised that they have injured themselves, I'm surprised when you don't. when you do things like this and you overdo it. I'll have young ladies come into me in their 50s and 60s and 70s. This next month or two, I've already started having them. Doc, I didn't do a thing different. Nothing? Nope. Nothing really different. Well, you remember last Sunday when it was 80? Yeah. Well, my girlfriend and I, we decided to take a little walk. So, again, I really pinned them down. What do you describe as a little walk? Well, we walked for about 2.5 hours. You know, the sun was shining, the birds were singing, it was really nice outside. Yes, but when's the last time you walked 2.5 miles or 2.5 hours? You're telling me you did nothing out of the ordinary. That's extremely out of the ordinary because the last time you did that was last summer. So for them, that's overdoing it. No different than a professional athlete if they're getting ready to go out and they're starting football practice today. They go in and they start lifting, you know, heavy, heavy weights the first day and, you know, running like a crazy man. But they felt great when they started, but the next day they can barely move. Why? Huge buildup of lactic acid because they haven't been using those muscles at that level. But I want you to start thinking of not just athletes, but again, the average day of what you do at wherever it is you do it. Again, you can store fat and degeneration. You cannot store fitness and health. So I don't care that you just run computers during your day. Your neck and upper shoulder and back start to kill you because today you worked 4 hours straight on a project instead of the normal hour that you work on it, and you get up and go walk around and go do something and come back to it. Much, much different than if you consistently work with your head down. You're reversing the normal cervical curve. You're straining those muscles in the neck and up the scalenes and the sternocleidomastoideus. All those muscles of the neck and shoulder get involved. You will indeed have neck pain, shoulder pain, radiating pain down either arm and hand, headaches. All those things will come from that lack of workout. And that's why I say, like the reverse shoulder rolls for the upper half, and we call it the knee cross chest stretch for the lower half. I have my patients do that 3 to 5 times throughout the day. So wherever level you are, don't overwork it. Track your progress. The fourth one is tracking your progress. I believe in that greatly because it doesn't matter where you start. It matters how much you do when you start. I have a young boy, 11th grader, just in yesterday. My mother brought him in. Now check this out. They've both been patients of mine. They both have had tremendous results with what I have do with them and things I've told them to do. So this young boy, he comes in and his wrist just below, you know, the two bones coming down, one near your thumb and one in the middle of the arm. It's called the ulnus, ulnar, and the radius. And then you have the metacarpals, the wrist bones. Well, it hurts him to put his, like if he were going to push himself up or do a push-up or just bear weight on it to stand up. I mean, it almost collapses and it's totally painful. Well, here it blows my mind. When did your pain start and stay? I said about a year ago. I said, well, hey, listen, there's no need to rush in here. It's only been a year, being facetious, of course, that we let these things go and we all say the 5 most dangerous words, which are what? Maybe it'll go away. I guarantee you, every one of you, including myself on this line, have said that sometimes when there's a pain, when there's a problem, instead of trying to find the underlying cause, how can we correct it? We'll wait. Maybe it'll go away. Instead of seeing a doc like me who's into sports medicine and can, you know, show you a couple things. So I palpated his wrist. I found the tender spot. I also palpated his forearm. And come to find out, he's got tennis elbow. And he had blown a couple of these metacarpals out. So I adjusted the wrist. I did a little therapy on it. I adjusted the tennis elbow. And I said, now look, you've got all these muscles that surround it. It's not going to last. But I want you to do this set of stretches. I gave him some stretches, actually, that we used in our Aikido class. And then I told him I wanted him to do heat and where I wanted him to put it. But then I also said, in the next 2 weeks, I'm going to see you again next week. But in the next 2 weeks, if this thing doesn't start to resolve, we have a product called Joint Health. And I'm telling you, Joint Health, for all of these problems that you have, are one of the greatest problems that you can use for this kind of discomfort. And so I use a lot of our products and discuss, does everybody use it? No, and everybody doesn't do it. But I tell them, because I tell them what I personally use and what I why I personally recommend it and what benefit it can do for you. So I'll get back to the vitamins in a second, but we've got him on the mend, and in 2 weeks we're putting him on Joint Health if he hasn't recovered sufficiently enough. The last thing of the five, believe it or not, to me it should be first, is, of course, drink enough liquids. Now, we're a hydration company. That's our foundation, a foundation of what we do. And, you know, hydration is the key and just the main important thing. So with all my patients and with all of your clients, you're going to get the same question. That is, well, how do I know which nutrient or which product to start with? And, you know, how do I determine that? Look, I take a lot of Zuma nutrients because I believe in them, because I utilize them, because I think as in doctor of chiropractic, it's wonderful. I get adjusted. I make sure I stay adjusted. But without the nutritional foundation, that structure balance is only one piece. I do things for the vertebra, get adjusted, or any joint, all my joints. I also then do things for the muscles. I try to make sure they're stretched out on a daily basis. But again, don't forget, regardless, you need to start looking at everybody as a, again, I'm doing air quotes, as an athlete, because it doesn't matter this time of year if they're spring cleaning, getting ready to learn to play tennis for the first time, or have been an advanced athlete. Oh, man, I did this, you know, 3 years ago. Well, that's wonderful. But 3 years is a very long time to put up this machine. You have to start at a much lower rate. People get confused with that, too, sometimes. They think where they start is where they're staying. No, we have to find a baseline that works well for that client. Getting back to my young boy, so what I've also given him is an exercise. He said, it hurts me to do push-ups. I said, I know. We're going to start with half corner wall push-ups. So I've got him doing 5 corner wall push-ups, just halfway down. If there's no pain, the next day he's to do 10. If it's a little bit of pain, stay at 10 for 2 or 3 days, then go to 15. He said, wow, I never even thought about doing corner wall push-ups. Yes, because what my purpose is to put less stress on that joint, because it's been out so long, the muscles surrounding it are saying, hey, this is my new place to be. And I'm saying, no, new sheriff in town. We want this to be aligned. We want to put not a lot of pressure on it. So I told him I didn't want him doing regular push-ups until we can do 30 corner wall push-ups all the way down the corner with your head, chin over your chest, your body's perfectly straight, until you can do 30 straight with zero pain, and then we'll start with 5 on the floor. But here he is, you know, 11th grade, high school, very, you know, tall, thin, athletic, and he believes he should be able to go ahead and start doing regular push-ups because his wrist felt better when he left me. But no, no, no. The pain has decreased, but the problem hasn't been corrected. And so I keep going back to this, because it doesn't matter if you're now going to clean your house a little extra, or it's this time of year where you're starting to plant some flowers or pull some weeds. Doc, my low back killing me. I just pulled weeds for a half hour. Well, once again, when did you last pull weeds for a half an hour? So you're bending over to a joint that you have not stretched all year, and you probably have not given it any nutritional support. So it's getting people to understand, where are you, where have you been, where are you now, and where are you trying to go? Let's start with baby steps and then build up. And so the final coup de grace to me is our great, great, great Zuma nutritional formulas that we have. And so let's talk about this year, just a baseline to get them started. Hydration, to me, again, I named 5 things for your program, whatever that program is. And that's they're all good things. But to me, the very first thing is about the hydration. To really start moving people toward that figure of half their body weight in ounces of water a day. And again, you don't start with, if you got a 200-pound person and they need to drink 100 ounces of water a day, you don't start off your first day at 100 ounces. Now, I got to tell you, Dr. Marsh was talking earlier about how long I've been with Zuma. I've been with Zuma since the very first meeting that they had that I came kicking and screaming, wondering why me, doctor of chiropractic, even needs to go to something like this. Any idiot knows you need to drink water. Well, you talk about an eye-opening experience once I heard Mr. Howe and Ken Marsh and Zach, all these guys talking about proper hydration versus hydration, big difference, and by X2O water. that leads to alkalinity and why it's important. So I was one of those crazy people. I actually did. I went back. Man, I thought if I drank two glasses of water a day, I was doing something. I jumped right in because of where my dad's health was and just some things going on with me at the time. I did jump in drinking 100 ounces of water a day. Man, I was peeing every 5 minutes. But I understood the concept. It hit me like a ton of bricks of why this alkalinity as a foundational product. And as I said, I'm hit weekly through magazines, through phone calls, through pieces I get in the mail with 3 to 5 to 10 nutritional companies wanting me to sell their vitamins. But when you begin to understand that Zuma is not a vitamin, believe it or not, sales company, it's really about the changing the health of a generation. And you're changing because you educate, you motivate, you activate them into a healthier lifestyle by sharing with them some of these products. So again, my foundational thing for any athlete at any level, again, be it a housewife cleaning the house on up to an athlete getting ready to start a new season of a sport, make sure you're properly hydrated. This is from the nutritional standpoint. Half their body weight in ounces of water a day. Number two, I'm telling you, I think we're very underutilized in our multivitamin life source. It is, if you look at the side of that bottle, especially since Dr. Marsh and the team has just recently upgraded some things to it to add fruits and vegetables and some greens along with the nutrients. I mean, that to me is one power-packed nutrient. If you haven't tried it yet, you need to put that high on your list. And number three is joint health. I cannot say enough good. Dr. Marsh and I have been able to recently have a nice little conversation on that. And look on the back about this thing that we have in it called the OptiMSN, ultra pure, high quality supplement backed by numerous preclinical and clinical studies for both safety and efficacy. I mean, when you see that things like, I like to explain to my patients that things like glucosamine and chondroitin that we hear about those a lot on the TV are very good, but I use the analogy, they're like the WD-40 that loosens a joint and lubricates the joint, but it really doesn't help fix it. The OptiMSM in our product actually helps to rebuild the ligament and the joint surface, and as I told you, I had hurt my knee. I crushed it. I mean, they wanted to do surgery on this knee. And I've used a lot of the products, but I hadn't been using the joint health. Dr. Marsh had suggested that. I did it, and I got to truly just being totally transparent. After the first month, I usually tell people to go on whatever we're going on for 90 days to really get a good test. But in the first 30 days, you should start noticing a difference. And quite frankly, I noticed no difference until Dr. Marsh asked me this question. He said, are you using a therapeutic dosage regular than just a regular average dosage? And I said, no, I was just using the regular average dosage, and I kicked it up a level because that OptiMSN helps to rebuild, helps the muscle strengthen and rebuild the ligaments and the joint surface itself. One of the very few products that does it is our joint health product. And I'm telling you, that's been 4.5 years ago. I've yet to have any knee surgery, and I've told many of you, I also completely ruptured my fifth lumbar disc. I had a neurosurgeon look at me, and he said, if you were anybody else, you wouldn't leave here today. Now, by the grace of chiropractic, that's been over 30 years ago, I've yet to have surgery on either of those, and I believe chiropractic helped me greatly, but I believe in the last 15 to 20 years, however long I've been with Zuma, that joint health has just enhanced. Because like I said, right this very minute, I'm not saying if I don't do the wrong things, it'll bite me. But my knee or my back, I have absolutely zero back pain, and I've never had surgery on either of them. So, you know, getting protein in the body, I don't want to get into too much of that now because I know I'm running toward the end of my time. But the protein that we have through our metabolize helps build all the muscles itself, and you need that extra strength and fibers. So look at, you know, where should you start? You should start at what are you trying to accomplish? What do you want to do if you just want to start building basic health? Get on the Life Source, the multivitamin, or the Life Packet, and along with your X2O is the first thing. With that, Dr. Marsh, I'm going to turn it back to you. I know I took a little extra, but I want to give it back to you, and hopefully we covered most of the bases.
Absolutely great information tonight, and you did cover all the bases, and I appreciate that. So the only thing I'm going to add to this call tonight is even myself, I mean, this hits home with me, even myself, as health conscious as I am and as fitness conscious as I am, I found myself just a couple of weeks ago in the yard doing stuff that I haven't done since probably last year. Even myself, you know, I just went right out there and started working away. Didn't even do any stretching because, you know, I'm Ken. I'm good. You know, I didn't need to. And it turns out, you know, your advice is very sound. So even when we are sometimes taking good care of ourselves and you know, tough things, even the simplest little things like a few minutes of stretching before you go to do something, like you said, you haven't done in a while, goes a long way. That's and good. I should have known better, but, you know, silly me. I thought, you know, I was 100% good. But again, all good information. And one of the things that you touched on that I think sadly doesn't get enough attention in our line is the joint health product. You are one of many, many, many testimonies we've had over the years about people who are looking to, you know, increase their mobility, minimize their pain in their joints, hips, knees, shoulders, et cetera. That is a powerhouse of nutrition, and you're living proof of that, having not had to have that knee surgery done, but like I said, so many types of testimonies like that over the years. So for those of you listening in tonight, again, we don't talk about that product a whole lot. Shame on us for not doing that, but if you know somebody with joint issues, mobility issues, joint pain on a regular basis, that joint health product, as Dr. T was pointing out, is really powerful. But again, like he also said, I don't want you guys to lose sight of this. It's not usually a miracle cure you take for 2 weeks and suddenly you're 100% better. Right. It takes a little bit to get into your system. So that's why I love your recommendation, Dr. T, always doing a 90-day test. That's always great advice when you're using a supplement, including Zumas, as good as they are. A lot of times people do see results sooner than 90 days, but I always recommend, like you do, 90-day window. You'll really put it to the test, and it's rare that somebody doesn't start to see noticeable differences, whether it be our joint health or other Zuma products, if they give it a 90-day run. So I thought that was a great bit of advice as well tonight. So Dr. T, you did use the entire half hour. I want to thank you for your time, as always, and sharing your wisdom and knowledge with us. So, again, appreciate everything you do for us and the support you give us at Zuma.
Thank you, my friend. And, again, if I ever sound like a genius, it's only because what Dr. Marsh just said, I have done every one of these things wrong. Knowing all that I know, I still do them wrong. So, yes, we'll catch ourselves because I'm Superman, you know, and I run out and I jump into it and I say, you know, what would you tell your patients? So God bless you all. We're just human, but stick with the team. You'll get the answers. Thanks again, Dr. Marsh.
All right. Thanks again for being here. And folks, thanks for being on. And, again, I encourage you to be on next month, first and third Thursday. More great information, more great education. And, of course, always don't hesitate to access the recordings of this call and many, many others right through your Zuma.com website. Simply log in, and you'll find a great archive right back there in your members section. So, folks, thanks again for listening. Talk to you soon. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.